Hi, this is Taylor.
And Cameron.
And you're listening to the Black Maid and Deputy podcast.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
What's good, everybody? This is Marcus from Black Mary Debt Free, and you are checking out our Quick Cast. Let's get it. What's going on, everybody? This is Marcus, and I would like to welcome you to another episode of the Quick Cast powered by Black Mary Debt Free. We had some technical difficulties early, but we back, and we are talking, you know what we're talking. We're talking the U.S. economy. We're talking interest rates. We're talking the Fed. Rate hikes. We talking all of that. But before we get into that, do your boy a favor. And if you're listening on a podcast platform, go to the review section and leave us a 5-star review. We are doing 2 podcasts a week, one dropping Sunday evening, Monday morning. And this podcast drops Thursday. Every week we are bringing you guys 2 podcast episodes. For those watching this on YouTube, we appreciate you, but we need you to do us a huge favor. Multiple favors. Share this with the people that you think may enjoy this content. Like this video and, of course, subscribe to the Black Married and Debt Free YouTube channel. We're going to get straight into it, guys, because we got some things to talk about. Fed and Mr. Jerome Powell, the infamous Mr. Jerome Powell, they did it again. They increased interest rates to levels not seen since 2008. Yes, I invoked the 2008 recession, something that many people have been saying. Well, it's not 2008 yet, right? We're not seeing things that we saw in 2008. Well, we are seeing some things that we saw in 2008, and the interest rates are super high. They increased it 0.75 points or 75 basis points, however you would like to say that. They increased it again. So let's see what they've done for the year. So the range for the year, 3.75 to 4%, which is the highest since January of 2008. We know, and you know, if you're a avid listener of this Quick Cast, which is the biweekly version of the Black Mary Every podcast, you know that the Fed is choosing this strategy to bring down the inflation numbers. Want to bring inflation around 2%. Now, I want to make it clear that there are 2 different charts used for the inflation numbers. I'm going to get into exactly what Mr. Powell said in his message yesterday or in his press conference. But one thing I want to highlight is there are 2 different reports that are used. So when I'm talking about inflation, and oftentimes when lay people or, you know, normal, I don't want to say normal. When most people talk about inflation, they're using using numbers that include energy and the cost of housing, right? For whatever reason, the Fed uses a different report that takes out those things, right? And so those numbers are, the percentage is different. So sometimes they're, the Mr. Jerome Powell is talking and he's using a lower number, and you may be confused, like, wait, I thought interest was in the eights. Well, the interest rate that most folks use includes energy and the cost of living, you know, your home rents and different things like that. They don't use that report for whatever reason. So don't get thrown off by that. But he, I watched the entire press conference yesterday from Mr. Jerome Powell, and he came out and, you know, the Fed had been meeting for a couple of days, and they had decided to raise interest rates again. Their thought process is that this is going to help bring down inflation. They want to bring down inflation to 2%, which I thought was interesting, because maybe wrong, but I remember the conversation being them bringing interest rates down to somewhere in the threes. Well, now they're hell bent on bringing it down to 2%. So I found that rather interesting. But he said some other things. So I'm going to pull this up just so you guys can see it with me. I don't like just spouting off a bunch of stuff. But the central bank's news statement hinted at a potential change in how it approached monetary policy to bring down inflation. So he did mention not only raising interest rates, but looking at the monetary policy. Now, look, you guys, I study this stuff, you know, but some stuff kind of goes over my head. So I don't know exactly what he meant by looking at the monetary policy and looking at how they, you know, do different things. But they're looking at other ways, other tools in their tool bag, I should say, to combat inflation, because that's the ultimate goal. They want to bring that inflation number down to 2%. But here's the interesting part. He goes in, he's talking, he's telling, you know, we're raising the points, and he gives everybody opportunity to ask questions. So people start asking questions, and he starts flirting. He starts flirting with the idea of pausing, or as it's known, pivoting potential, right? The potential of pivoting the interest rates, slowing the interest rates, pausing interest rates, whatever you want to use to describe. He started flirting with the idea of the increases, you know, or increases in the very near future stopping, right? So he kind of put that out there, like, and I don't know if it was the way the young lady phrased the question that kind of made him kind of, maybe it was like a leading question, but he definitely flirted with the idea of we've been in discussions of us pausing or slowing down. That's there he goes, slowing down the increases. That's the language he used. And so, you know, hey, people start getting a little, you know, okay, man, maybe we see, because historically, and I'm going to bring up a chart here. Historically, the Fed does what's called pivoting, right? And we know that, like, this is the Fed's biggest tool. Raising interest rates makes folks want to stop buying things and limits the circulation of money. And dropping the interest rates makes people want to go out and buy more, and you know, kind of adds fuel to the economy. So we know this is what they do. So they turn this thing on and off. So I'm going to pull this up here. So this is and I've pulled up something similar to this in past podcasts, but I think this one looks a little more clear. These are the recessions and how the interest rate hikes correlate with the recessions going back to, I believe, 1970. So like I've said in the past, 1980 recession was just crazy. But anyway, let's go, like, move up to like 2000. We had a small recession there. But you can see like how the Fed is raising interest rates here. And then they start pivoting like when the recession gets in at its ugliest state. That's when the Fed begins to pivot their interest rate hikes and they start bringing them down. So let's fast forward to now. Now we're just on the upward trajectory because they've just been increasing it. And so we know at some point they're going to bring it down. Like they've done it. They did in 2000. They did in 2008, 2010. They actually increased rates 2015, 16, 17 and brought them down in 18. Around 2018 through 2020, 21. And now they're going up here in 2022. So we know they're going to bring them down at some point. And so he flirted with the idea of, we've been in talks about pausing and, you know, you pause first, right? And then you start bringing them down. So people start trying to time. Okay, so if we're having those talks now, then that means he might be bringing it down in the coming, they might be pausing in the coming months. And then in the months to follow, it may be dropping again. So everyone's trying to time that. So I think he sensed everyone's excitement in the room, right? Even Wall Street. And you have to understand that like this meeting, everyone's on pins and needles during this meeting. I know many of us may not have listened to it, but I'm listening to it just like Wall Street is listening to it. Just like, you know, everyone kind of is on pins and needles to see what he's going to say. And him flirting with the idea of it pausing can affect the market in a positive way. It may bring, what's the word I'm looking for when you're like excited? It may bring anticipation of, okay, maybe we getting on the other side of this thing here, right? So I think he felt that in the room. And a few more questions were asked, and he eventually said that it was, any talks of a slowdown is way too premature. Some type of word he used that it's like, that's in the distant, you know, we're not there yet. We still have much more. So he doubled down on, we still have much more increases to come before we go there. So that affected Wall Street. Okay. And I can't help but think that Wall Street was just excited when he was talking about potentially pausing or slowing down the increases of the rates of the interest rates. And then when he doubled down and said, well, no, don't get too excited, because that ain't, we talking down the road on that. Wall Street fell. And so had a bad day yesterday. I haven't looked at today what Wall Street's doing, but I know that his comments definitely negatively affected the market yesterday. So I'm going to just kind of read this headline here from New York Times. It says, Fed makes another big rate increase, keeps options open for next move. See, that's what I told you. I said he was flirting with it. The Federal Reserve raises rates by 0.75 points, continuing its campaign against inflation. Fed Chair Jerome Powell signaled a rationale for slowing the increases, but markets recoiled when he said it's very premature to consider a pause. So it's like when, if you're dating someone, right? And you're dating someone, y'all, you know what I'm saying? We building something here and we're going on dates, and a young lady, she's ready to, you know, she has a mind to be married. You know, she wants to be married at some point. She wants a family. And she asks her boyfriend, you know, so what, you know, do you ever want to be married? I mean, is this on the plate? She's just trying to get some information, you know, is marriage on the plate here? What's your thoughts on marriage? And he hit her with the gas, you know? Yeah, sure. I mean, absolutely, I want to be married at some point. You know, that's definitely something I want to do. I see myself, you know, definitely building a family one day and doing all those things. You know, so she getting excited. You know what I mean? But that's the gas, right? That's the sauce that we put on it sometimes, just to keep you. It's like we don't want to let you down. We want to keep you around, but we really have no thoughts on getting married anytime soon. You know what I mean? He had no thoughts on changing that interest rate, but the Fed is playing a delicate game. That's why they are increasing the rates at such a slow pace. 0.75 here, 0.75 there. And while, yes, when you take a zoomed out view, you say, man, they've increased it 4 percentage points this year. You know, like that's actually, like I said on the front end, the largest increase since 2008. But when you look at how hyper the inflation is, one would think, man, shouldn't they be increasing this thing more rapidly and being more aggressive? If this is the tool you think is going to fix it, if this is the hammer you think is going to bring the wall down, shouldn't you be swinging it a little harder? Why are you just tapping it? Like, swing it. And so, but he can't do that because they want to bring inflation down without triggering a recession or a depression even. So he doesn't want to. That's why he's choosing his words wisely. That's why he's non-committal on a pause. That's why, but he started with a flirting of the pause, because he wants to leave this meeting and the market not necessarily have a bad day, right? And he knows that anything he says can affect the economy. And so he's trying to play this delicate dance. And so it was just really interesting to sit and watch the press conference, to watch everyone's anxiety, you know, just at play in the whole financial space. And so, man, at the end of the day, we haven't seen the worst of this recession. We haven't seen the worst of it. It's, you know, more volatility to come. Russia and Ukraine are still doing what they do. Gas is still up in the air. We haven't even seen what our energy numbers are going to look like, y'all, with these, when we start running these heaters during this winter season. Global warming is affecting the weather. It may be colder than we've ever seen, or it may be, we don't know what this weather is going to do. And our energy is going to reflect that. The cost of our heating our homes and cooling our homes is, we're going to see this here coming in this next, you know, 6 months, 12 months. So like I said on other podcasts, all we could do is just pay attention to these things. Don't let them stress you out too much, because there's literally, you can only control what you can control. I've said that before. And so it's good to stay informed and to know what's going on in the U.S. economy, but also know that this is all normal. This has to happen. These ebbs and flows in the market have to happen, but you want to be as stable as you can. You want to make sure your family is as stable as possible. And, you know, we're going to get through this. We're going to get through this together. We're going to keep talking about it. We're going to keep staying abreast. One thing we can't do is just like bury our head in the sand. It's like, I don't even want to pay attention to that stuff. Look, man, if you my age, if you, you know, I know our demographic is 24 to 35 and then 36 to 44. So if you're in that age range, you can't just bury your head in the sand, because all these things are important in regards to your personal finance. Your personal finances are affected by all this stuff. So we have to pay attention to it. But we can only control what we can control. So I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of the Black Married and Debt Free podcast, the Black Married and Debt Free quick cast. And yeah, man, that's all I got for now. Like I said on the front end, do us a huge favor. Please subscribe if you're watching this on YouTube. And if you're listening on podcasts, please leave us a 5-star review. We truly appreciate it. And that's all I got. Until next time, we out. Peace.